Heavenly Father, won't you captivate our hearts in the next few minutes?
Riandriamanitra ray eo tena tomindray ny fonay mandritra ny 10 minitra vitsivitsy ho avy ity.
As we look at your word, will you please speak to us?
Raha ijery ny teninao izay dia mangataka izay mitenena aminay.
Open our eyes and our ears and our hearts.
Sokafa ny masonay sy ny sofinay ary ny fonay.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15 verse 1.
Andao jerevatsika ny Korintianina voalohany toko fadimy ambe folo de ny andininy voalohany.
Paul writing to the Corinthians.
Nanoratra tamin'ireo olona tao Korinto Paul.
He said many things to address issues in their church.
Nilaza zavatra maro be izy a mba entiny tenenana zavatra izay nisy tao anatin'ilay fiangonana ohatrany hoe olana.
And this is now he turns to a subject right near the end of his writing, he deals with a new topic. He says, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand." These believers have been working with their faith for many years. They've got their arguments, they've got their problems.
There's
a church that already has a bit of a history and some baggage.
They're
talking about spiritual gifts.
And
ministry order in the meetings. Prophecy. Tongues. The supernatural work of the Spirit. You could think these must be mature Christians. But Paul doesn't hesitate to go back to the gospel with them. And I want us as a church always to be ready to go back to the gospel. And celebrate it all over again. As our understanding of the gospel will get deeper and deeper through our lives. So today and over the coming weeks, I want to focus on the gospel. Like Paul said to the Corinthians, I say, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel.
See,
what we don't know about the gospel, maybe you do know this, we will actually never stop celebrating. I was reading in the book of Revelation. Maybe you can read it later in chapter 4 and chapter 5. There are these grand scenes in heaven. Angels around the throne of God. Declaring God's holiness. And they talk about ascribing praise and honor to God. And then in chapter 5,
the
these scrolls that need to be opened. the glorious unfolding of the end. And the question is asked, who would be worthy to open the scroll? And the answer comes, the Lamb of God who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to take away the sins of the world. And in heaven there's this great declaration of praise to Jesus, the Lamb of God, because of what He did at the cross. For all eternity, praise and honor and celebration is going to go to Jesus for what happened at the cross.
He
is described as the Lamb who was slain. Linking the risen God, Jesus, to the incarnated Jesus who came in a body, and laid His life down. That's interesting. It means we will never go beyond that in one sense. You won't get to heaven and then forget about everything to do with earth. The cross will never be forgotten. And the sacrifice that Jesus gave will never stop being celebrated. And it's the gospel that is that message. The church has been entrusted with a message. And sometimes we've elaborated on the message, and sometimes we've changed the message. Some churches, all their message is what you must do and what you mustn't do. So my first question this morning is, what is this gospel? I mean, it's good news. But there are many kinds of good news. I mean, when school closes and you're on holiday, that's good news. And some people come with a gospel. And they tell you good news. And then they explain what that good news is. But in the Bible, it's pretty hard to tell straight away what is the good news. Jesus came preaching the good news of the kingdom. What was He really saying? What was He telling people? And then we hear about forgiveness of sins, which is definitely good news. And then we hear about blessings that God wants to give. And if we read further, we read about restoration. So if you had to ask someone, what's the gospel? Some people will tell you, it's all about the kingdom. Others will tell you, it's Jesus is Lord. That's not really enough. Because the demons believe. They know Jesus is Lord.
Ma fata tis rue tump Jesus.
And they're not saved.
Sa rune vati vo funzia.
And some people just tell you it's all about love. It's about God's love.
Te misi ulei tena noga resa kaftiava ni umumba mftiava nandremant.
God loves you.
Ti anau andremant.
And that people are very comforted.
Te ma otane mazu fiununa na pe amsen yul.
But they haven't yet been afflicted with the fear of judgment for sin.
Ka neva notonetsi tsinanazo nazin tawatrin wotra we fitsarana ny am fahotany.
It's interesting.
Malina.
Actually, what you explain to people is what you understand of something.
Hitanareo le zavatra azavainao amin'ny olona dia iny izany zavatra azonao ny amin'ny zavatra anankiray iny.
There's this thing Jesus said in Matthew 23 and verse 15.
Misy zavatra tenen Jesus eo amin'ny Matio toko fahatelo amby roapolo.
I put this verse in here to make you think a little, to stir us up a bit.
Nalevako ato mihitsy izy ity mba hahatonga anao hieritreritra kely mba ohatrany hoe mba hanaitra kely antsika.
Matthew 23 and verse 15, Jesus says, "Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are."
Uzi izy ao amin'ny Matio toko fahatelo amby roapolo andininy fahadimy ambin'ny folo hoe lozanareo mpanoradalàna sy fariseo mpiatsara velatsihy fa mandeha mitety ny ranomasina sy ny tany maina ianareo mba ahazonareo na dia iray ihany aza ho proselita ary rehefa azonareo izy dia ataonareo zanaky ny elo mihoatra indroa no ianareo aza.
Can you imagine when Jesus said that to them what they thought?
Eritreretina tsara nge ny zavatra nieritreretin'ny zareo tamin'i Jesosy niteny an'izany tamin'ny zareo hoe
Jesus wasn't polite about the truth.
Tsy hoe modina anao malalalala fomba ny amin'ny fahamarinan'i Jesosy.
He's calling the Pharisees the teachers of God's law.
Notenenin'ireo fariseo izay mpampianatra ny lalànan'Andriamanitra.
Sons of hell.
Ozy izy hoe zanaky ny elo.
And he's saying you are, as evangelists, you go out and evangelize people to what you believe. And you make them twice as bad off as you are. And this is the problem. Whatever we have, that's what we give to others. So if you have no understanding of the gospel, then you can't really share the gospel with others. And if you have a warped or a bent understanding of the gospel, then you will gather others into your warped and bent understanding of the gospel. It's like I said a couple of years ago, we're all preachers. Some of us are bad preachers and some of us are not so bad. You see, your life preaches the doctrine you believe. And that's important. It's also very good for us because it means that once we get it right here, it'll be right here in our mouths. But the problem is, as much as you are legalistic, as much as you are bound up in religion, so your disciples will be shackled and bound up in religion. And if you are too liberal and you abuse grace, then you will produce Christians around you that also abuse grace. You tolerate sin in your life. It doesn't matter how much you preach about holiness. People around you won't strive for holiness. So we produce after our own kind. And so the wonderful thing is the more we get the gospel right in our own understanding, the better we are positioned to be a blessing to others. This is why I worry about the false gospels that go around the church. Some people water the message down, they make it cheap. They say things like, oh, God loves you and He just wants to bless you. And they never speak about repentance. They just talk about the blessings. And 90% of their preaching is about how you can access the blessing for yourself. Or how you can feel better as a Christian. Quotes that go around on Facebook or posters that you see. You have to ask yourself the question, what is the goal of that message? Is it to bring glory to God? Or is it to make me feel good? Is it to honor God? Or is it to tell me I can have more for myself? Even if it's more of the good things. More peace. More joy. More comfort. Because I'll only have joy if I have a laptop. So more blessings. More of the goodness of God. You think God was good when the Father asked the Son to hang on the cross?
He
was. That's God's great goodness. But a cheap gospel. Puts the focus on what I can get. Fixing problems in my life. Dealing with just God forgiving my sins. Just about me going to heaven. And being as happy as possible all the way there. If you see God as your ticket to self-fulfillment, then the disciples you produce they'll abandon the journey when they don't get what they want.
So,
What is the gospel? The question we want to know is there a biblical framework, a biblical kind of summary of what the gospel should contain?
And
it's a little bit more tricky than it looks. Because you could just do a word search and just say, I want to find every time the word gospel is used. Gospel. It must tell me about the gospel. And you'll learn a lot. But not everything you need to know. Because the interesting thing is, many times where the gospel is proclaimed, the word gospel isn't used. The word gospel comes up in the New Testament about 96 times. But John only uses the word once. And Peter, in his grand sermon in Acts chapter 2, didn't use the word gospel. And 3,000 people were saved. A great evangelist. And he doesn't say, this is the gospel ever.
There.
No, in Acts chapter 2, Peter stands up and he talks to the people around him. And he starts telling them a bit of history. He tells them, like, from the beginning, God was doing this and that. And then he says, and then mankind did this and that. And then Jesus came and we crucified him. But in his message, Peter is effectively presenting the gospel to the people. And the interesting thing is, when we compare what Peter said in Acts chapter 2, to the things that Paul wrote to the Romans, to what John said, we start to see a pattern emerge. Like in Acts chapter 2, understanding the gospel begins with understanding God. As a righteous creator, we have to be able to position mankind as accountable to God. So the gospel begins with this declaration of God. And God is presented as the God who is righteous. He has done nothing wrong. He created everything perfectly well. Remember that before your heart makes an accusation against God.
When things
are going badly in your life and you're going to point the finger, you did this to me. No, it's not true. God did everything right. And so we see in Romans,
De itățica ne-am roman, na?
The same framework is followed.
De nanara kanse rindandam zayanku.
That God is presented.
When na sewane luandremant.
And he is presented as the righteous, holy God who created everything good.
Ate na tultis vele andremant amarna ari masna na arn savatra rehetra utanteraka tsar.
And then man is brought into the picture.
Fa avy netana tao anatin'le sary an'ny olombel.
And man's place in the story
can plus miss an olombel ao anatin'le tantara
is that we are actually the cause of the problems.
Hoe isika no anton'le na hoe isika no nolotra ny niteraka an'le olana.
Because we rebelled against God.
Satria isika no nanohitra an'Andriamanitra.
But that's not enough.
Fa tsy ampy anefa an'izay.
We have to know that we are accountable to God.
Ary mila tokony ho fantatritsika isika dia tokony manao ampamoaka ao anatrehan'Andriamanitra na hoe tokony ho hita mangarary ao anatrehan'Andriamanitra ny nataontsika.
We are not actually completely free.
Isika izany raha ny tena izy tsy hoe tonga dia hoe malalaka na afaka fotsiny amin'izao.
This is a lie the world propagates that you can do anything you like.
Lainga izany le ohatrany hoe indraindrain'ny olona hoe afaka manao izay zavatra rehetra tianao atao ianao ninininy.
The devil says you have control, you are your own boss, you can do what you please.
Ozy izy ny devoly hoe ianao ihany ny patron ny tenanao afaka mifehan'io ianao afaka manao izay tianao atao ianao.
But the gospel message says you're accountable to God. And it tells us that God himself will hold this world to account.
Look
at Romans chapter
1.
And we'll read from verse
18.
Romans 1 verse 18 to
25. Fa aseho avy any an-danitra ny fahatezeran'Andriamanitra amin'ny faharatsiana rehetra sy ny tsy fahamarinan'ny olona izay misakana ny fahamarinana amin'ny fanaovan-dratsy satria izay fantatra ny amin'Andriamanitra dia miseho ao am-pony ireny fa nasehon'Andriamanitra taminy fa ny fombany tsy hita dia ny heriny mandrakizay sy ny maha-Andriamanitra azy dia miseho hatramin'ny nanaovana izao tontolo izao fa fantatra amin'ny zavatra nataony ka dia tsy manakalahatra ireo fa na dia nahalala an'Andriamanitra azy izy dia tsy mba nankalaza azy toy izay mendrika ho an'Andriamanitra na ny saotra azy fa tonga zava-poana izy tamin'ny fisainany ary tonga maizina ny fony donto nandoka tena hoendry izy ka tonga adala koa ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra tsy mety lo dia nosoloany zavatra tahaka ny endriky ny olona mety lo sy ny vorona sy ny biby manatongotra efatra ary ny zavatra mandady sy mikisaka ary izany no nanoloran'Andriamanitra azy tamin'ny filan'ny fony ho amin'ny fahalotoana dia ny fanalany voninahitra tamin'ny tenany avy ary ny fahamarinan'Andriamanitra dia nosoloany lainga ka nanaja sy nanompo ny zavatra natao izy fa tsy ny mpanao izay isaorana mandrakizay amen.
Paul's writing to the Romans.
Nanoratra tamin'ireo Romanina Paoly.
And he's never met them.
Ary izy tsy mbola niona tamin'izy ireo mihitsy.
So Romans becomes a very interesting letter.
Ka ity Romanina ity izany dia tena tantara mahaohatra ny hoe lasa mahaliana be le soratra, le taratasy.
He's wanting to tell them his theology.
Satria te iteny amin'izy ireo ny teolojiany izy.
So they can understand it's the same Christianity.
Mba azahoana izy ireo tsara hoe azony tsara hoe le resaka kristianina mitovy ihany io.
So the book of Romans is seen as a massive exposition of the gospel.
Ka ny bokyny Romanina izany dia hita hoe tena famela belarana ngeza be mikasika ny filazantsara mihitsy.
And Paul starts by saying I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Dia I Paul moa nanomboka izy ny teny ozy izy hoe tsy mena
That's what he says in verse 16. And then he starts in verse 18 saying, the wrath of God is revealed. It's revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men.
Because
men have rebelled against God. Though they knew they had enough evidence. So much evidence that they are without excuse. But instead, they did not glorify God. But they exchanged that for other gods. Things made by man. In the shape of animals. Like a zebu. So when you walk in the countryside and you see the zebu horns and skull nailed to a tree, and the silly Vaza tourist says, oh, that's cute, let me take a photo. You would take a moment and say, what does God think? Is God neutral? Oh, look at them with their nice tradition. It's just a culture thing. No, they exchanged the glory of God for idols. They worship animals and other things. God's wrath is against that. And the Bible says, all of us have done this. See, in chapter 1, Paul starts out, they did this, they did that. But then, once the writers are like, the readers are like you and me, they're reading and they think, yeah, those guys. Then he starts Romans 2 verse 1. You therefore have no excuse. You passing judgment, but you do the same things.
And
look at Romans 2 verse 9. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil. First for the Jew, then for the Gentile. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil. God will hold this world to account for its sins. Every human being. When your friends mess around, and they brag about what they did, the wrath of God is coming on their sin. God holds mankind to account. Now it's interesting, I think Peter preached a bit like that. He said, you know, this is God's judgment will come. And I know Paul preached like this to the Greeks. Somewhere in Acts there's a story. And he preaches only that far.
De ohatran izay fotsiny ihany ny lavitry le fitoriana izay nataony.
And he stops.
Tenjanony izy.
It's so cunning. So clever.
Tena marantsaina be mihitsy.
Because the people start thinking.
Satria io manomboka mieritreritra le olona.
God's going to hold us to account.
Hoe ho ampanaovin'Andriamanitra mpamokytsika.
What now?
De inona avy eo?
And the question comes, what must we do to be saved?
De tonga le fanontaniana, inona ary ny tokony hataonay mba ho vonjena?
Paul helps us understand that there isn't actually anything we can do to be saved.
Ary de manampy antsika Paul mba azo tsara sy alala hoe tsy zavatra azontsika atao mba hahatonga antsika ho vonjy.
That man cannot be made righteous by observing the law.
When you lumbela de tsavaka tonga de ho lasa marina avy amin'ny alalan'ny hoe fanatanterahan'ny lalàna fotsiny ihany.
But that God sent Jesus.
Fa Jesus andriamanitra avy eo nandefa ny Jesosy.
In Acts chapter 2.
Any amin'ny asan'ny apostoly toko faharoa.
The people said, "What must we do?"
Hoy izy ny olona tany hoe inona ny tokony hataonay?
And Peter said, "You must repent and believe." And then
and
it was Acts 2 verse 38. He said, "Be repent and believe and be baptized." So we see from all these guys that there is actually a pattern or a framework that they're following. You can go and read Romans chapter 1 to chapter 4. And you'll see God, man, man under God's wrath and judgment, not just them, you, the Jews and the Gentiles, and then Jesus, not any other solution to the problem, but not just Jesus. Because if it's just Jesus and he fixes the whole problem, it's called universalism because it means everyone gets saved. But the fourth component is your response. You must repent and believe. Repent and believe is the conclusion. In other words, like John says, if you claim to love God but carry on sinning, you don't love God.
He
says you can't continue in a life of sin and be a Christian. He's not saying you save yourself by your own righteousness. He's actually just saying that's evidence that you're not a Christian. If you're still living for sin. He also says if we claim we have no sin, we're
liars.
But if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So there's no way we get to deny the problem of sin. But there's no way we get to fix the problem ourselves. So when it comes to understanding the gospel, all of these New Testament apostles, they present it in the context of God created, man sinned, and is in danger of God's judgment and wrath.
Ary zireo de ao ambany izay ohatra ny mahazo lozany amin'ny fahatezeran'Andriamanitra sy ny fitsaran'Andriamanitra.
Jesus did something to sort the problem out.
Kanefa Jesus avy ny zavatra nataony mba amahana ny olana iny.
And a response is called for from us.
Arni valiny avy amin'izay dia antsoina avy any amintsika.
Those four things.
Ireo zavatra efatra ireo.
Now you have to think it through.
Dia mila eritreretinao tsara ilay
izy. Because I haven't even explained why Jesus was qualified.
Satria izaho tsy mbola nanazava hoe fa naninona no Jesosy no nanana an'ilay kalite afaka nanao an'izay.
Or how our response of repentance and faith, how does that work?
What
does it mean to believe in Jesus? With saving faith. Because even the demons believe. So there's more to each of these pieces. But we need to make sure that the gospel we teach and we hold to contains those four pieces.
As
someone put it, God, man, Christ, response.
So
over the coming weeks, I'm
going
to unpack each of these things more and more.
And
in the end, it'll be like you went to school.
And
got a diploma in the gospel. Because it's going to be slow and careful. Because then you'll have a nose that can sniff out a false gospel like that. You'll see something and you'll think, oh, they're missing that element. They haven't acknowledged repentance. Or you'll read something and you'll say, oh no, that suggests universalism. They're implying everyone just gets forgiven.
Or you'll
say, oh no, that gospel has no sacrifice in it.
Or most
of all, you'll see, oh, that gospel doesn't glorify Jesus.
When
we know the true gospel,
it
will lead us to put Christ at the center.
And
join with those angels who will glorify him for all eternity.
Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll work in our hearts and also in our minds. Help us to have a clear understanding of your gospel.
So
that we can proclaim it faithfully.
And
bring glory to your name.
In Jesus'
name, amen. Please stay.